Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Time to mount up, 9 o'clock Let's hour go. Here on Fesco and Dusty as we are joined by our good friend. Good friend might be a stretch. We don't really know him yet. We're starting to get to know him. Hell with it. Good friend Josh Briscoe joins us now as our Chiefs contributor. Mr. Briscoe, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and now I feel like I got to start weaving in some more personal facts each week, just so you get one little thing about me, I get one little thing about you guys. We'll be good friends by the end of the season if we're not already.
Do you bring your own condiments to a restaurant?
Oh, God, Bob. No. Condiments? No.
Condiments, yes. Yeah.
No, I thought we were getting so much more personal so much earlier in the morning than I intended. I'll generally trust the restaurant to provide the sauces that they see fit. You know,
ooh, that's a great point. Like, trust the restaurants to give you the condiments necessary for the food they're serving. Yeah.
You got to trust the food scientists back there at McDonald's or Arby's or whatever.
That's right.
I mean, there's probably a sliding scale to it, but I respect a good fast food sauce. Or certainly, I mean, at a real restaurant. You're not, like, sneaking in ketchup packets, are you?
Well, we were telling the story earlier with the San Antonio's on Saturday. My friend brought her own sour cream with her because they don't provide it there.
Boy, sour cream's an interesting one. That's perishable.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's even trickier than I just can't live without my Arby's sauce. I think sour cream is on the wrong side of that line for me because I at least keep my sour cream refrigerated.
Right, you have to. Yeah, and it wasn't packed in ice. It was a nice little plastic bag, but, that's tough.
Okay, no, that's a new one to me.
And then the last personal question we did today, if you could do one karaoke song, what is it?
I was forged in some pop punk fires, so I'll go put my soul on the line for a little Panic at the Disco usually.
I chimed in with the haven't you? Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about this game on Sunday because I was blown away by how much of a man Chris Jones was on that play where he grabbed a guy by his shirt and threw him down to the ground. But also I was pretty taken aback that Travis Kelce, man, he showed up in Vegas.
Yep, he sure did. And look, I think it's such a perfect button for what his first half of the season has been. A lot of the narratives around Travis Kelce, I think almost all of these I'm referring to, were coming from outside of Kansas City, maybe a national misunderstanding of what was happening. But so much of that breathless, like, he's fat, he doesn't care, he just drank all offseason, that was all silly to all of us who saw him at training camp, be out there for that entire, the ringer that Andy Reid runs you through throughout camp. He's played a ton this season. He's even looked okay when he's not been the only thing on the field that a defense has had to pay attention to. And yesterday, I think we saw a little bit of a loosening up both from Mahomes, who had another kind of Mahomesy performance where he's making things happen outside of the pocket, not bailing from pressure prematurely, at least not as often as he had in earlier weeks. And as the rest of the offense kind of found its footing in different spots, you saw him go back to Travis Kelce with a stat line that looks a lot more familiar. Shockingly, everyone, he didn't forget how to play football from 2023 to 2024. He's been the only thing defenses have had to respect by and large. And when he has had help, Juju Smith-Schuster goes for 100 and whatever yards. Mm-hmm. So the gravity of this offense, I think, is balancing back out a little bit. And Travis Kelce is still finding open spots in space late in the set of downs. Third and six, there's still nobody you would hate to see more across from you as a defense than Travis Kelce. And I just don't think we can lose sight of that fact even at 35.
No, he still is just a remarkable player and can turn a game on a dime anytime you give him that opportunity. But as we all know now, and I think most people know, Travis
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kelce isn't, here to win in September and October and even November. He's here to win in January and February. And when the games matter, then we're going to really see Travis Kelce. And in January, Josh, it can be a lot of fun. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be fully into this offense right now. Travis Kelce is going to be where he is. January is going to be a lot of fun watching these guys.
And you might just see Marquise Hollywood Brown out there bringing this offense together in that way as well. I was heartened by what we saw from DeAndre Hopkins right away as well. I had expectations that he'd see the field and that he'd get the ball a couple of times. I'm glad that that happened. But he was open more often than he got the football. And I really think, to your point, the idea of Travis Kelce pinging off who he's going to be in the playoffs, that happened last year to a certain extent,
yes,
right?
It did.
I mean, just letting that 1,000-yard season go, getting one extra little week of rest there at the end of the year, and then a totally rejuvenated Travis Kelce. The plan early in the season, again, we saw with Hollywood in camp, but especially with Rashee Rice the first few weeks, the plan was we're going to run the offense through these wide receivers and then have Travis Kelce be the deadliest complimentary piece in football. Injuries throw you off that plan there. Now, Worthy is still kind of an off-speed pitch. Hopkins obviously still getting into the offense, but if Hollywood is back in time for that playoff run as well, I think you're going to see a truer version of what plan A looked like for this offense. And yeah, I would hate to run into that. I mean, certainly anyone hates to see the Chiefs in the playoffs,
yeah.
But it's very exciting to think about a healthier, more functional, more well-rounded version of this offense coming into form at the perfect time.
Well, and you're supposed to get Hollywood Brown back hopefully in December. And I think next week is the week, if you're looking to make a prediction, I think this is the week DeAndre Hopkins is going to break out against the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and I think we saw this with Kareem Hunt, right, where there was a chance for him to get a touchdown on the road in his first game, and then he didn't actually score until he got to Arrowhead. I was thinking about it when the Chiefs, what ended up being the Xavier Worthy touchdown yesterday. I had the thought of like, oh man, you know, maybe Andy's going to go ahead. I think Piran got that touchdown on the road, right? For that first Hunt game. I thought, oh, well, maybe we're going to see the DeAndre Hopkins red zone play here. I was very glad that they ended up going to Worthy because his day had been kind of up and down, and I think at least one drop and the contested and, you know, not being quite on the same page as Mahomes. I'm glad they went back to Worthy there because it did kind of boost that stat line a little bit, get him to end on a more positive note. They have to keep going back to Worthy. They just have to make it work. But then I thought, well, also, maybe you get a little Monday night primetime Arrowhead touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins, his first in a Chiefs uniform. Those pieces are coming together, so I think I'm with you. Next week feels like a little bit of a welcome to Chiefs Kingdom moment for DeAndre Hopkins.
Do we see the continued addition of a lot of Noah Gray in this offense? Because I kind of like what I see with that option. I know he wasn't as effective as he was the week before, but having him on like those certain type of plays, those little 5-yard, you know, up and outs, or those little drags through the middle where they forget about everybody but him, it seems like his addition in this offense, plus you throw in a little DeAndre Hopkins, maybe also be one of those things that's kind of contributing to the Travis Kelce uptick this time of the season.
Yeah, no, I agree. And this is not in any way, I don't mean this to be like a backhanded compliment to Noah Gray, but he's the guy that defenses kind of let themselves forget about, or at least not prioritize. And then when he ends up in that moment, I cannot think of a time that he has dropped a pass that should have been a first down. I can't think of a time where they went to Noah Gray and he wasn't in the spot where Mahomes wanted him to be. There is a level of consistency there as a tertiary weapon in this offense that you have to have. Again, to that point about Kelce, whenever you know that you have some other options, it changes the gravity of the defense and it opens things back up for Mahomes. Mahomes looks like he settled a little bit, even with Max Crosby opposite him. Jawan Taylor had an unbelievable game, by the way. I don't know if you guys have touched on that very much. And then I don't think Crosby technically got a pressure on Wanya either. Wanya not as good of a day. That's a little bit, I'll give my credit to Taylor. Yeah, I'll give my credit to Jawan Taylor there. But as Mahomes feels more like himself, he can use, I mean, again, this wasn't the most eye-popping game for Gray, but finding that ensemble cast that can raise the level of this offense, I think it's all so intertwined that you can really point and give credit to almost anybody who's involved in that mix. It was nice to see Justin Watson actually get 3 targets, actually get 3 catches, actually move the chains after he'd just been running cardio for so much of the season. So a lot of small victories in that game yesterday, I think, despite the fact that it was against not a very good football team.
Are you concerned with the now injuries affecting on the defensive side? Another corner goes down for the Chiefs, and we're, what, 6 days away from the trade deadline?
Yeah, I am, and I'm having a little bit of a hard time talking myself into the Chiefs trading for a corner just because they've been so bullish on their in-house options, but I don't know how many options you can lose before you start to look around and say, all right, is Chris Roland Wallace going to be starting in a Super Bowl in a few months? I don't know. Obviously, Nazi Johnson with the concussion, they're not expecting to be out for as long as Jalen Watson. The Watson loss is a massive one. You saw that at times yesterday, even though I think the linebackers and safeties, especially in the first half, had a little bit of a rougher day. in coverage. Also, you know, many good men have fallen to Brock Bowers already at this time in
his
career.
He's good, man. He's special. Yeah, he's legit. Like, man, I wish we could kidnap him and bring him back
to
Kansas
City. And he looks older than Travis Kelce.
He does. Yeah. He really does. So, but I mean, we're 7-0, getting ready to take on Tampa, who I thought a couple of weeks ago may be a good test. They're without their top two receivers. Should be previewing a game next Monday with you, Josh, and the Chiefs should be moving to 8-0 next Monday night.
I think they will be. I think you're right. That Baker Mayfield back there, one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch in football, but it's a lot less fun when he has no receivers to throw to, which might be a nice little chance for the Chiefs to recalibrate on Monday night. So
right.
Look forward to talking to you about that.
Give us two truths and one lie before you get out of here.
Boy, two truths and one lie off the top of the dome. What a degree of difficulty.
That's right.
I once asked Guy Fieri if a hot dog was technically an American taco. I've skydived three times in my life, and I have recorded the highest blood sugar of anyone I've ever met in person.
All right, we'll get you back next Monday and see if the text line can figure out which two are the truths and which one is the lie. In Flavortown, USA, is our SI.com Chiefs contributor, Josh Briscoe. We'll talk to you next Monday.
I'll have to see if I can remember which one was true.
No doubt about it. There you go, Josh Briscoe.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.